The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the FT Money Show. Today we have another one of our updates featuring a reader's question. Michael Bushell, an FT reader, contacted us about how to invest money for his 13 grandchildren. This is his question. I am 73 and would like to make a small provision for my 13 grandchildren. All but the eldest three qualify for the government's Child Trust Fund scheme, and for simplicity's sake, I will merely add a small sum month by month to each of these. For the eldest three, however, now 9, 8 and 7 years, I had thought of using some sort of investment trust or fund. I could afford to kick it off with about £1,500 to £2,000 and contribute about £500 per year to each. However, all my savvier financial friends tell me it's not worth doing anything like this because most of any gains would go on fees, commission and the like. What would your advice be for a simple tax-efficient maximising pot? I asked Malcolm Cuthbert, Managing Director of Financial Planning at Killick & Co., to answer Michael's question. Malcolm, what is the most tax-efficient way of investing for children? Is it child trust funds?
Yes, it is. It's the most tax-efficient way. That child trust funds are built up like ISAs are, so there's no capital gains tax within a child trust fund, and there's no income tax either. So they're extremely tax-efficient, but they are limited in the amount you can put into them. And in Michael's case, he's got three grandchildren who don't qualify at all. So he does need to look at other options, I think, for those children.
And so what are the other options?
Probably the most simplest thing is to do a simple bare trust, which he can set up in the name of the child. And in that case, I mean, it's not too different. It's actually quite good for him because if it was a parent gifting monies into a bare trust for a child, then they could potentially be liable for income tax if the income exceeds £100 per annum. But because he's the grandfather of these children, that doesn't affect him. So there will be no income tax liability for him. And the capital gains tax liability is on the child. So they've got their normal capital gains tax allowance of £9,600. So it's a pretty efficient way to do it, I think, for the three children he's got over who don't have the child trust funds. There are a couple other things I'd mention as well. I think it's worth looking at pensions, which are my favourite subject, which are also very tax efficient because you get tax relief going on in when you put money into the plan. And also something like national savings and insurance and investment, national savings and investments, where you can put in up to £3,000 in children bonds as well, and they are tax-free.
And so how could a pension contribution from Michael for his grandchildren actually work?
Michael could make contributions. I mean, I think he was after putting in perhaps £500 per year, but he can make a contribution for all his grandchildren, if he wants, of as little as £25 per annum, and he gets tax relief on it. So, in other words, if you put in £80 per annum, the government puts in £20 to make it £100 in that very simple example, and that's in the name of the child. So, for his 13 grandchildren, however many he has, he could put a small contribution in, and the compound effect of that and the tax relief over 55 years is huge. So it's worth considering as well, perhaps for some of the money Michael wants to give to his grandchildren.
But I guess with something like a pension contribution, that's a very long time for them to wait for that money.
It is, but it's so very tax efficient. I've actually done it for my 11 nephews and nieces. I gave them all £100 each, which cost me £80 each with the tax relief. And that it'll now just be invested in these funds. And hopefully by the time they get to 55, you know, it'll be worth something. And at the very least, they will think of me when they take their pension, when I'm dead and gone.
And is there anything else that they can do?
I think ISAs are worth considering. At the moment, you can't take out an ISA until you get to 16 for a cash ISA and 18 for a stocks and shares ISA. But, you know, if you think about these child trust funds, as they mature at 18, it might be a good idea for people to move the monies across from the child trust fund into an ISA, which, again, as I said, is tax-free, effectively.
That was Malcolm Cuthbert from Killick & Co telling us how to invest for children. I'm Lucy Warwick-Ching of FT Money. If you have a question that you would like to put to an expert, then you can email us at money@ft.com.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts.